JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 50, Reactions to Haskalah.
Major movements now grew in the Jewish world, the Eastern European Jewish world, in reaction to the debacle of Shabtai Tzvi, to the rise of anti-Semitism, and to the ideas of the Haskalah and German reform. One of these movements is called the Hasidic movement. It was begun in about 1730 by a mysterious shepherd by the name of Israel Baal Shem Tov, Israel the man of the good name. And the Hasidic movement emphasized a number of ideas, all of which were present in traditional Judaism anyway, but they changed the nuance, they changed the emphasis. So whereas the emphasis previously had been upon Torah study almost exclusively, the Hasidic movement changed the emphasis that aside from Torah study, prayer was its equal, and social action was its equal, and charity, and community, and the belief in holy people. The holy person, the tzaddik, the Rebbe, he had, so to speak, a direct conduit, a pipeline to heaven. And if you attached yourself to him, then somehow you would be plugged into heaven as well. The Hasidic movement also was extremely Kabbalistic, based on Kabbalah, and to a certain extent it didn't even see this world as being the real world. It saw the Kabbalistic world as being the real world, and our world as we see it as, so to speak, being a dream world. You know, sometimes a person has a dream, and you get up in the morning, you don't realize whether it did it happen to me or didn't it happen to me. The dream was so real. Well, that was their idea of this world, that the dream is so real that we think it's real. But the real world is a Kabbalistic world, a world of holiness, a world of angels, a world of miracles, and a world where the righteous person, in conjunction with the Creator, is able to influence things. The Hasidic movement swept Eastern Europe like a wildfire, so that by the end of the 18th century, the majority of Jews in Eastern Europe could count themselves as being within the Hasidic movement. There naturally will be reactions to the Hasidic movement, opposition, and that opposition will change the nuances of the Hasidic movement itself. But the Hasidic movement set itself up as the foe of reform, as the foe of Haskalah, as the foe of assimilation. And it also preached that anti-Semitism, so to speak, was here to stay, and the Jews just have to roll with the punches. My name is Beryl Wine, and I'm very happy that you are watching. Thank you.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.